Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has spoken for the first time about the growing furor over a data scandal involving political research company Cambridge Analytica. Facebook suspended the company from its platform last week after it was alleged that users' data had been used to target voters during the 2016 US election campaign. And it says an internal investigation is underway. Antoinette Latouf reports.
It's taken several days and a $77 million drop in its stock market value for Facebook's CEO to comment about its role in the Cambridge Analytica scandal. He was interviewed by CNN.
This was a major breach of trust, and I'm really sorry that this happened. You know, we have a basic responsibility to protect people's data, and if we can't do that, then we don't deserve to have the opportunity to serve people. Our responsibility now is to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
This morning, the billionaire also posted a lengthy statement on his Facebook page, admitting they'd made a mistake. He says Facebook will attempt to contact everyone affected.
We're going to be even conservative on that. So, you know, we may not have all the data in our system today. So anyone whose data might have been affected by this, we're going to make sure that we tell.
The social media giant is also reviewing all app companies it is connected to.
We are doing a set of things to restrict the amount of access that developers can get going forward. But the other is we need to make sure that there aren't any other Cambridge Analytica's out there.
David Vail is the chair of the Australian Privacy Foundation. He doesn't think Facebook's efforts go far enough.
Serves his own interests as well as you can do with 4 days of careful preparation of spin, but it leaves a lot of the real questions, the big questions, unanswered, including is he aware of, for instance, what did they actually do wrong? What did Facebook do wrong? How and who did this hurt? Why was that wrong? And what was the cultural source of the error? You know, what was it in their strategic plan or their business model that drove this?
He believes privacy settings are deliberately and strategically made difficult for users to keep up with.
The window dressing and the sort of the corporate happy talk that is loaded up on this, doesn't really deserve approval.
Justin Warren from Electronic Frontiers Australia is sceptical of what an internal audit, as promised by Facebook, will achieve.
Well, clearly you can control what happens with someone who's being paid by you a lot easier than you can if it was an externally appointed entity. I certainly would prefer to see someone external, because this is not Facebook's first offence. This is just one more in a long line of issues, of mistakes it has made. So I don't think that they can be trusted.
Troy Hunt is an independent web security researcher.
Look, I think he ultimately got so much pressure. This thing got so much press and it was reflecting so badly on Facebook. His hand was sort of forced to come out and make a statement about it. So I'm not too surprised to see that.
He says revelations of more data breaches are likely.
I think it's interesting that obviously Cambridge Analytica is the one that is the target of this particular incident. We would likely find that there are probably other players that have been a little bit too egregious in terms of their access to personal data, but I would not be at all surprised if there are many, many others that have had excessive access, and this might be something that their internal audit finds.
Web security researcher Troy Hunt ending that report from Antoinette Latouf.